The person I interviewed is named Carter. I knew Carter since my freshman year of high school all the way to graduation. In high school, I knew Carter as Rose. He, like me, was pretty quiet and kept to himself. We didn't talk much except for when we were put into group projects. Fast forward to after graduation, I remember waiting for a friend to get out of the men's dressing room at Kohl's. Within that time, I'm sitting on my phone and I glance up to see Carter walking towards me. He approaches me and then asks where the men's dressing room was. I directed him and that was it. A few weeks later, I'm scrolling through Facebook and the name Carter Bentley pops up on my suggested friends list. My first initial thought was, hey, that's Rose. I added Carter as a friend and he accepted. Fast forward again to class. Dr. Roundtree asked us to look into the LGBTQ+ community in Richmond and to find an artifact or someone to interview and share their story. I thought of Carter, and after class, I messaged him through Facebook, and later that week, we met up at Roscoe's for coffee. On January 23rd, I was a little nervous to interview him, but he soon broke the ice with a sense of humor. He met me in the back, and the first thing he said was, "It's a little rainy out," and he was sopping wet. As you read the interview, you'll get a better understanding of who Carter is and what kind of thing shaped him. From just this one interview, I got insight to what struggles some people might have to endure and face and overcome. Some of the repetition or theme I saw in the interview was when he kept referring back to not having much judgment from others, only because he stayed home or never put himself in a situation to be judged or hurt by others. His solution to avoid being hurt by others was to not express himself. To me, that is unacceptable. But what I hope you gain from reading this interview is awareness and over